Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Pat's moving into an apartment, plus helping a murderous friend. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
New this season on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's the biggest set of jugs I've ever seen.
It's Shirtless Girl.
Posing as a topless dancer, showing off her pecs. No one knows her secret till she takes off her specs. She's Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl.
With her special powers, she gives the bad guys fits. She don't use no gun. She stops them with her. She's Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl.
Working in the chemistry lab one day, sophomore year, nothing seemed amiss. But that night, an amazing transformation took place. And the next morning, young Debbie Yabo woke to find...
My God! I'm huge!
I must dedicate these to fighting evil.
Little did Debbie know that years before on the planet Lactoid, a planet whose gravity was causing it to sag dangerously toward the sun, her father, Major Yabo, and Mother Teton sent their infant daughter, Areola, rocketing through the Milky Way to Earth. Knowing one day she'd become Shirtless Girl, keeping the city of Metopolis safe.
Okay, nobody move. Hand over all the money.
It's Shirtless Girl!
Not so fast, bad guy.
Oh, yeah, like some team is gonna...
Get a load of these!
Huh? Oh. Oh, I can't run away. Hell, I can't even walk.
Thanks, Shirtless Girl.
You're welcome, citizens. Don't touch those.
Sorry.
Along with her fellow superheroines, Wonder Bra Woman, Bikini Spider Woman, The Flash, and the Green Horny, Shirtless Girl formed the Legion of Super Hooters.
Look, It's the cat signal. Some boob must need help. I better call my teenage bosom buddy A-Cup and head to the wet cave. I know. I'll use the Hooter Scooter.
And once again, Shirtless Girl, you've kept Metopolis safe. Warm and snug. Soft, bouncy. Once again, defeating your arch enemy, the Jiggler. We are grateful. Thanks, Shirtless Girl.
Yay!
You're welcome, citizens. I'll touch those.
Sorry.
Come again next week for another titillating adventure of Shirtless Girl!
Shirtless Girl is on next week. You can watch her here. If you're watching something else, you must be a queer.
I'm Shirtless Girl!
Shirtless Girl.
Shirtless Girl. Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Pat Godwin is moving out of my old house. Willie is moving in there.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
And it's my understanding that you've been doing something you're not allowed to do in my old house, which is...
Make love.
Oh, really? Oh, did you get lucky?
No.
Why did you put that into my head this morning?
Man. I don't think we have to worry about that.
I bet the looks he gets on his face,
Godwin's
face.
Oh,
if somebody came in here...
Godwin's
O-face?
With like a little USB thing and said, on here... Yeah. I have footage of Pat Godwin making love to a woman.
Okay, I'd love to look at that. I'm going to go get in the car, though, first. So I'll be right back.
You wouldn't look at all out of any curiosity.
I don't think so.
No.
You would, you weirdo.
Pat, I want you to know that I would watch you make love to a woman.
Well, thank you, Josh. When it happens,
well,
it'd
be in black and white.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to go back.
You're going to need, at best, a VCR, if not a Super 8 projector.
He'll get back on that horse.
A daguerreotype.
Very well.
Welcome to Naughty Movies.
How long do you suppose it was when they first invented photography that they started taking pornographic
pictures? It was almost immediately.
Almost immediately, yeah. There's a famous, isn't it called Woman Undressing or something?
Yes, I went to the Sex Museum in Amsterdam, and they actually have some of that ancient porn.
Wow. Really? What was it like?
Not for me.
Oh.
A lot of
hair.
Rubenesque.
Very little silicone.
Yeah.
Well, but being Josh and I being butt buddies, we appreciate a Rubenesque woman.
Yeah. Well, sure, of course. Yes. But
that means I think technically it's Rubens-esque.
Yeah, his name is Rubens. Yeah, it's Rubens-esque.
Oh. I think they're both correct. It's
if we hit him in the head.
A woman of a certain size.
If we hit him in the head with a pipe, he's.
Which again, I'm not. Against that, it was more the dress and the air about it and the
well, among the many things Tom's ruined for me, he put into my head, well, that woman who made that film is dead.
No. Okay.
Well, of course, if it was in the
and then there was some 1920s porn where I went, well, now I know why they called you flappers.
You know what, there did seem to be a lot of extra tissue.
Oh, was gravity different then? What happened?
I don't know.
Did the diet cause
a lot of things hanging out?
The point is, Pat.
Yes,
I know you've got your big move scheduled for Friday.
Get the keys tonight. Yeah,
moving to Josh's old apartment, which is even weirder.
You got the truck coming?
Yeah, it built the complex. It's a huge complex.
Oh, it's not the same apartment.
Truck on Friday, chick.
I don't know. Are you moving into 1210?
No.
Okay. Not the old apartment.
Man, if you would have said yes, I would have been so happy.
Or if you just have been quiet for a second.
That would have been funnier, but
we keep it all
the truth.
In the family here at the Bob and Tom.
Are you upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs, yeah.
Oh, nice. Got a little patio?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen it.
Yes, you should have a
look. You haven't seen the apartment?
No. Dahmer liked the downstairs apartments. You could sneak into them easier. Yeah.
Do you know where it's located in the complex?
I do.
Okay.
Where?
He doesn't. I have no idea where it is.
Pat, can you do an Instagram live show called Live from the Patio?
What?
Yes. All caps?
Patio G.
It's one of my favorite jokes. What's Irish and sleeps outside? Patio furniture.
Hilarious. Ace. Comedy, kids.
That should have been yours.
Easy, you wouldn't do that. No.
So, Pat, you are not going to trash the place before you move out, I'm hoping, with my... Because I notice you have dyed your hair again.
You're not going
to
get your deposit.
Yeah. You want to hear about it? I could sing a song if you'd like. It's kind of what I do.
Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Plug in that amp. Do a little Cream tribute.
Hey, Pat, by the way, you will get your deposit back. The guy who does the inspections loves this show. Okay.
Oh, does he?
No matter what happens, you get your deposit back.
You ready?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Over a white sink with black hair dye, I am mixing. Tom is calling, ask what I'm doing. I say nothing. Salmon's burning, I am rinsing, colors dripping. Woo! Stained white carpet, curtains ruined, bathtub blackened. I got kicked out of Willie's place, where the songs I did write. Out on the street, but at least my hair isn't white. There you go.
I love the falsetto.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Patty G, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, do you have things in storage? Do you need furniture?
Back east, I have everything in storage. I can't go there for a month or so.
Do you need a dining room set?
I need everything.
All right.
You need plates and mugs and
plates
stuff?
Plates and mugs. Can you
talk to me after the show.
Yeah,
same here.
Oh, and I have stuff from you from my Chicago apartment, too.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're going to be all set.
I'm not giving you anything.
Not even a, then I would, if I gave it away.
Not even a shower curtain.
If I gave it away, I wouldn't have it anymore.
That's right.
Line of the day.
The joy of an only child. Get away from me.
Not even a Cutco?
This is mine. Especially not a Cutco. Are you crazy?
Maybe get him a pair of Cutco scissors so he can cut the ribbon as he goes into the apartment.
Nope. Nothing.
Well, those knives are great.
Do you have, here they are.
Do you have carpeting in your new place?
No idea.
He's never even seen it. Is it a one-bedroom,
two-bedroom, two-bath, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's better than mine when I lived there.
Oh, man, I hope a garage band is practicing upstairs. That's all I hope.
I had a one-bedroom, two-bath. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That is weird.
Huh. Poop and both?
I didn't have that at all.
Just for good measure?
One was for poop, the other was for pee.
Well, everybody has that.
Keep them separated.
Josh, we had a bathroom. Me and my old place in Chicago, me and my buddy Colin, there was two bathrooms, but the shower was too hot to ever take a shower in one bathroom, and the toilet was so small you had to poop sideways in one bathroom. So we did have one shower and one poop bathroom.
Wow. Wait a minute, you poop in the bathroom?
There you go.
I think we've all...
I'm sorry, Tom.
No, you just go in the sink, right?
Yeah, what else is the garbage disposal for?
God.
Seriously, I can tell with Tom, do you know the cleaning that the house that Pat's been living in is about to go under?
I've already contracted.
Like a remediation company or whatever it's called?
Yeah, we help with flood damage and restoration. That's going to be there.
They usually deal with fire damage.
Right, fire damage. Yeah.
Get the cell out.
He also has an exorcist coming.
Jeez.
Do I need to bring over some sage and burn it through the house?
Yeah, sage it. Resage the house.
Resage it.
Well, Willie, it's up to you to inaugurate the new place.
Oh my gosh!
You know what I mean?
Oh my! You know what's going to happen? Masturbation party, just me.
Oh wow, that'll be a bash.
Sunday night, going to drink a few Red Bulls, get primed.
Wow. You know,
then get about eight beers in me, get loaded.
That sounds like a big bash.
And then I'm going to sleep for 14 hours.
Oh, man. Fun.
Okay, good.
It's a party.
Well,
Pat, do you have a bed?
Let me think. I have a couple. My bed's back east.
Back east.
Well, where are you going to get?
What?
Are you going to get your things from back east?
No, you can't go back there. The restraining order is still
not allowed back in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I'm just kind of curious as to what the bounty is for you to get back your stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Are you sure your stuff isn't on Storage Wars?
Yeah, there you go.
It's in a place called Unclaimed Furniture.
I was lucky enough to keep that payment up, yeah.
And you know how Pat's priorities are. You know, guitar. Bed.
Yeah.
guitar.
We're going to have to get this boy. We need to get this boy a Sleep Number bed.
Boy, that'd be nice, huh?
Poor Pat. He just got real with us. He goes, I was lucky enough to keep the payments up on
you.
You know, he does. He's out there with us playing, and then all of a sudden, well, none of this is really true. I want to be serious.
I'll believe it when I see the U-Haul show up with the stuff. Again, wouldn't it be great if Pat one night was going through the channels and Storage Wars comes on and
Wait a minute. Hey, that's my stuff. That's my brother's painting.
Hey, I've got like 80 of his paintings.
His brother is a great artist.
Do you want to sell one of those?
I can't. No.
Okay. Well,
that's very nice, Pat. Now we'll get back to sports. But first, the mail. Received this. If you want to get a hold of us, Josh, how does one do that?
Yeah, send us an email.
And how do you do that?
Bob and Tom at BobandTom.com.
I don't think you've had enough jokes in the first hour to really relax. I don't think you can.
Josh, listen to me. I've been here. Anytime you want to put your feet up, buddy, you just go right ahead.
Well, thank you.
Coast a little bit. Darn right.
A little early for the coasting.
My favorite way to get in touch with us, of course, is the text line. That's
how does that work?
Well, you text us at 888-262-8661. I get 69 cents per text.
You get nothing.
Nice.
Well, my lawyer will be in touch with you.
Well, good luck having him find me.
You're right there.
Where are you going?
I sing like a canary. He's over there.
No, he means my lawyer has trouble finding me. He does. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, if you went on the run, Chick, how long do you think before he would tell on himself?
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's the key. He would give himself up somehow.
I've been to 4 different Starbucks in Fort Wayne for 3 days. No one has found me. This is insane.
You know, that's how they find people sometimes.
Right.
What do you
mean?
Yeah.
What's that movie? Is it The Falcon and the Snowman? Is that the one with...
Yeah. John Penn. Uh-huh. Timothy Hutton?
Yeah, it's the story of those guys that turned over those secrets to the Soviets or whatever.
That's a great movie.
They found that one guy because, if I'm not mistaken, he ordered some really obscure running shoes. And he was an avid runner, and that's how they found him.
I think they'd find you because you would just, you know, this FBI agent trying to find me is incompetent. You could not believe it.
Do you have a plan? You ever thought about that?
About running away?
Yeah.
You mean you mean like $20,000 in cash and a valise, a change of clothes, and maybe a makeup?
What's tough about it now is that there are cameras everywhere.
Sure.
So they're gonna do a little radius thing. Gonna go if he's in a car, he's gonna have to go to a gas station somewhere. So
here's the thing:
got to be in disguise.
I watch lots of Dateline. If you've got a phone, good luck hiding. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly where you are.
Yeah, you got to throw that right in the river.
Yep, you got to
go phoneless.
Get a burner. Watch a couple of episodes of The Wire. Get a burner. Throw your phone away. Then maybe you can disappear.
You know, step one for you and I, Chick, we shave immediately.
Oh, we got to shave. Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. You'd never find me if I shave my beard.
Tom, you might be shocked at how much I've thought of it. You know, most guys, isn't that a guy thing? My brothers and I were talking about this.
That guys want to run away and disappear?
Yes, we all have.
There's a plan.
You remember when I ran off to San Diego and my problems followed me. Oh, that's such a
Josh,
story.
Did I tell you?
Demons are fast.
Josh, did I tell you? After I went through a little, I'll call it a lifestyle change, and it was just me alone, I was talking to my dad about it, and he goes, oh, yes, no, the single life is very easy to get used to.
It is. Yeah.
Totally endorsing it. Had no idea he was doing that.
Yeah, these are.
You are so lucky to be single.
Relationships are important.
Give you some flexibility. I'm just saying, Christy, we all have a scenario in our head.
No, which we don't.
A bunch of stuff goes wrong, and you go, okay. The thing is, you can't go to a place that you've been going to all your life that you really like. You can't go to your favorite vacation spot.
Well, no. Somewhere no one knows about.
Right.
Right. So,
I'm leaving the country. Aren't you guys leaving the country?
I think Willie's point is, though, you'd be talking to somebody and you would give it away. Well, yeah, absolutely. I was talking with a gentleman over there by the Mount Rushmore. I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Mount Baldy is what I mean. That's how you'd give yourself away.
Correct somebody's grammar.
It's really hard to.
You mean normality, you illiterate. How did you get a job on the CBS News?
It's Tom? Hard to run away right now. You can't go anywhere. None of the countries will let you in.
Yeah, we can't leave the country.
We can't
leave.
Forgot
about that.
Well, if you've got fake passports.
I can't get to England.
What country is your passport from?
Yeah, I don't think you go international. I think you would.
Oh, Josh just said he would.
I would.
Yeah, that's my problem. If I hit, everybody knows I'd go to England.
My passport's for a country called Glazstakistan, but it doesn't exist, of course, but those people don't know it. TSA, they don't know
customs.
Yeah, they have no clue.
Okay, now, if instead of running away, do you know where you'd bury a body? Ever thought about that?
First off, really escalated.
My answer, I would not bury the body. I know exactly where I'm taking it. Yes.
Pig farm?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I know a guy with a pig farm.
Yep.
That's right.
The problem pig solved.
Yes. Yeah, but see, the thing is, why isn't he going to squeal? Not the, oh. Excuse me for, I guess.
He can't help it.
At a pig farm, those guys all squeal. But no, I.
Because he's a fan.
You got to pull the teeth.
Oh, you think.
So the accessories
his fandom's going to let you show up with a corpse?
Yeah. I throw him a little merch.
That's how would right.
you have you thought about how you would kill someone?
I'd go find this guy.
Apparently, the best thing to do is feed them to pigs. You've got to starve the pigs for a few days.
That's right.
Then the sight of a chopped up body will look like curry to a piss head. You've got to shave the edge of your victims and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggy's digestion.
That's right. You're thinking of the pig.
Yeah, Josh. The piggies can't digest the
piggy's digestion.
Well, that would be
this
a,
is a horrible topic.
Grim. Have you ever thought about what you do with a body?
No, I have never thought about that.
Come on.
I couldn't kill, I can't even kill ants hardly.
I haven't thought about it at all if you wrapped a body in ham and threw it in the Everglades. I think everybody's probably right.
Did you prop it up in the passenger seat to drive it down
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I don't want to run. I don't want to run away. Oh, yeah. I've never.
Otherwise, you can't go in the carpool lane, right, Chicken?
That's right. I've never had the urge. Diamond lane with somebody
I've
in the
honestly never had the urge, of course, to murder somebody. But Chicken and I have talked about how we would both probably make pretty effective assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh. Now, can you go into, say, a big box store and buy... If you buy a certain sequence of items, does it send an alert to the FBI?
Oh, has to.
I hope so.
I mean, if you buy rope, this queen,
that's another thing that lime or whatever. They catch you with on Dateline. They go through everybody's history on your computer. How to bury a body, buying this queen.
Yeah, no, you never Google that stuff.
How fast does lime work?
The things you need, yeah, there are garage sales. You just got to be vigilant.
But we haven't thought about it. No.
Yeah, some guy with a beard came to our garage sale. It was weird. It wasn't for sale, but he wanted to buy all of our Visqueen.
Yeah,
we were trying to sell all of our China dolls.
Is that shovel for sale?
His buddy kept using an English accent talking about pigs.
Piggy's digestion.
Where do you buy Visqueen?
The big box store.
Really?
Yes, the hardware store.
You know what? I would never kill somebody, but if a friend of mine, Chick, you come to my house, you go, man, I screwed up. There's a body in my trunk. I'm helping you. No questions asked.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a sense.
So I have morals and ethics, but they're...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.